What about HER2 testing? Where are we right now? I know you've been a strong proponent of FISH testing. What do we know right now about the quality of HER2 testing in the community, both IHC and FISH? And for practical purposes, what's a reasonable sort of national strategy?
The testing issue is a huge issue because you want to know that you're treating a patient who has the alteration. That's the purpose of targeted therapy, targeting it to the right population. And I think there's been a real problem with the testing questions out there. And there's been a lot of really, let's say, interesting literature based on vanishingly small numbers that says that this is as good as that. When you look at the studies that are looking at large numbers, critically evaluated, done simultaneously with both analyses, there's little question that FISH is superior to IHC. Now, it costs more, and it's not as widely available in community pathology laboratories. The flip side of the coin is the testing is better done for this at this point in time in central laboratories. However, our data and the NSABP data look very similar. NCCTG data look different. We have found that when you look at community versus central testing with FISH, there's almost complete overlap. There's much less variability than when you look at central versus community testing with IHC. So it makes sense to us for the reasons that we've talked about in the past that FISH really does determine what patients have the alteration that causes the overexpression, whereas the IHC tests do not.
What do you think the explanation is for why the NCCTG saw some disparity in FISH testing?
Well, the first report they have, their published report, was based on 9 events out of 27 patients. So I think those are not the kind of data that I would say are robust. They say in note added in proof that they looked in a larger number and it seemed to hold up in the 100 and some. We've looked at 3,000 patients, and that's about to be published, and compared central versus local, and compared IHC versus FISH. And there's no question that there's a significant difference in favor of FISH.
What do we know about the responsiveness to trastuzumab in patients who are IHC 0 and 1 plus but who are FISH positive?
Very little, because most of the entry criteria for all the studies up to date have been IHC, so you don't see that population there. We know that there is a false negative rate where patients who have the alteration are not getting in the studies. The reverse question we know more about, Neil, and that is that we know that patients that are IHC positive but FISH negative have a very low, infinitesimally small chance of responding at all. I think in the world's literature, to my knowledge, there's one reported case.